Right, so it is Tuesday, the 2nd of August, and Lynn Albert, hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well. All the better for a weekend of romping with piglets.
I have to say, please don't take this the wrong way, but you did look very, very much at home in that sty surrounded by piglets. I'm not quite sure that sounds how I want it to sound, but...
I have to say that the jeans, the second pair of jeans that day, I still have not been washed, and I went out walking in them last night and thought, I smell of pig poo.
Yes, it is an occupational hazard at the moment. I was in work with my brother the other day, and I said, one of us smells of pig poo, and it's probably me, isn't it? And he just said, yeah, I think it is.
They are so gorgeous, though. It was absolutely wonderful. Thank you for letting me do that. It was so nice.
You're very welcome. We all enjoyed having you.
So, what news? We've got piglets are all well, mummies are all well. We're going to talk about something different today, though, aren't we? Because there was a programme on telly last night.
Yes. On Fake Britain, BBC One last night, was a section about mini pigs that are not mini pigs. And I think, you know, initially I was told about it by so many people meaning well, you know, because obviously it's very topical for me at the moment. And I think there's a tendency to sort of go, oh, God, you know, no, maybe we just weren't portrayed properly and have a little bit of a rant about it. But, no, I think it's a good opportunity to actually just sort of set the record straight as a mini pig owner.
And basically the programme, for people who didn't see it, the programme focused on two different schools of thought, really. One school where it's, you know, promoting micro pigs and talking about them living in the house like you'd have a dog or a cat. And the other, which was, you know, they're not micro at all. They're smaller than general breed pigs. And they're fine for pets, but they don't live indoors. Was that fair? I didn't see the programme, so...
No, kind of the way that I would... they did seem very definitely to be two schools of thought. And I mean, as you know, bless TV, they always kind of... pardon the pun, but they do ham it up a bit, don't they?
Oh!
But there were definitely two schools of thought. And one is from a pig breeder, a commercial pig breeder, who is saying pigs do not make good pets and therefore obviously should not even be kept in, you know, should not be kept indoors under any circumstances. And then there's a mini pig breeder who is saying mini pigs make excellent pets and can be kept indoors. And I think, you know, I think for me, in my experience, it's taking a little bit of both, insofar as I think they do make great pets, but it's not ideal to keep them indoors. I liken it to, you know, to maybe a pony, you know, having a pet pony, or we had pet lambs as kids, and a pet pony, for example, you know, great, but you wouldn't have it in the house. Whereas a pet lamb, yeah, okay, we had the pet lamb in the house, but you certainly wouldn't have it in the house as a sheep.
Yeah.
So there's, you know, I think people should really, there's not enough common sense, well, common sense isn't very common these days, is it, unfortunately?
Yeah.
But I don't think there's a great deal of sort of common sense being engaged, really. And the other thing that I've experienced with my own pigs is, do you know what, to be honest, I wouldn't really want them indoors, Claire. You know, part of the pleasure in keeping them is getting outdoors into the fresh air, getting into the straw with them, you know, lying down in the straw with them, playing with them in their environment. And I there's just no part of me that sees it as necessary to have a pig indoors, you know, playing ball with it in front of the fire kind of thing. It just seems very, very
humanizing,
inauthentic.
Isn't it? yeah We're gonna. I can't. It always goes so quickly. Time. We're gonna run out of time in a second. So I'm thinking we should pause this one and then come straight back and just talk a little bit about size and this whole mini, micro, smaller than average, all of that stuff. Can we do that?
Yeah, and the ideal conditions to keep them in.
Perfect.
You
Let's
know,
do
that. That would be a good idea. Yeah,
okay.
Thinking, Batman.
See you back in a second.
Bye.